Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight. Plenty of it tonight, boy. Broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers out there, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx, the UPS, the bulk mail center drivers, and some of you are going to experience some late mail deliveries today, and we'll tell you why in a minute. Suicide jockeys are hauling like the gas, of course, and the diesel and the jet fuel around, and there'll be a lot of emergency equipment up in the panhandle of Texas and scattered in different places along I-10 and I-20 because of what happened last night with the tornadoes. But you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show on Facebook. Of course, we're on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Donald Trump's social media website, True Social. We're also on Captain's America on Twitter. And the website for the show is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, I'm going to bring Kyle Warren into the mix here. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning, Captain.
And we're going to bring our guests for this first half segment here of the half hour, Denise Simon in. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right, you guys go ahead and say the pledge and then get her started, Kyle.
All right, thank you, Captain. Okay, here we go, Denise. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States
of America.
Of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize those two words, folks, as Captain Matt tells you every morning here on the program, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, once again, we've got our good friend Denise Simon. Founderscode.com is the website. And, Denise, we've talked a lot about China. I appreciate what you were saying about the cyber attack that looks like could be leading back to Russia, according to certain sources. But something else is going on, too, with Russia, and that is the United States is now deploying fighter jets over to the Middle East to try to counter Russia after what they're talking about are very unprofessional maneuvers by the Russian Air Force in that area. And so tensions can be rising there as well.
Tensions are rising everywhere, and it's really quite disturbing. You've got Erdogan that is saying no to Sweden joining NATO because he wants money and attention for dealing with what he calls a terrorist. We're just sending some F-16s over to Syria because things are going sideways there again, and yet the Gulf cartels have welcomed Bashar al-Assad back into the mix. He was an outcast because of what he was doing in his own country, and he was doing it in cadence with Russia. And so all things are fine now with Bashar al-Assad. You've got China that has now become very good friends with the Palestinian Authority, which is a terrorist organization. So you've got Belarus that has accepted Russia's tactical nuclear weapons. it's pretty ugly out there. Meanwhile, you got Tony Blinken, who has traveled over to finally to Beijing to meet with his counterparts. What could possibly be said and brought up there, I don't know. But I can assure you, I have a dollar on the table that says he will not bring up this most recent report, which was not an accident on when it was released, of how China covered up all things going on at the Wuhan lab. And if they hadn't covered it up, things would have been very, very different worldwide. So, yeah, it's an ugly place out there, and I see things just getting worse. And you mentioned, China hacking. China hacks every day. Russia, they do too, but there's a couple of things happening here. They're kind of upping their game now. This most recent attack that we're reading about on MoveIt, which is ransomware, that is not attributed to Russian government, but it is sort of like hired hackers by Russia. And I'm looking here that there was a massive cyber attack on Ukraine by Russia's military intelligence. Ukraine is, it's called Cadet Blizzard, and they've been active since 2020. So I guess the question is, do we have any confidence in our leaders in agencies and national security councils and Pentagon and so forth that, we can either, one, stop these things or that we're protected from further damage? Quite frankly, I don't, and I think that probably scares me more than anything else.
I definitely hear you, absolutely hear you on that. Well, we're going to get ready to go out to the break here in just a few moments, but when we come back, Denise, you've been talking about the Russian presence there in the Middle East now, but maybe hold this thought. Is that going to help sort of deplete Russia's capabilities overall? So stay right there, Denise. Here comes the music. Folks, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I'll warn you, if you hear the captain's going to be right back with us here in just a few moments on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us, what's on your mind?
When it comes to gun shows, selection matters. Two Guys Gun Shows are known for the variety of new and used weapons. This Saturday at the Largo Event Center, browse 150 tables with the most modern firearms and gear. Two Guys also features private collections, embraces rare gun enthusiasts, and the show is in Pinellas County, so you save on the sales tax. And you can pick up your purchase in 3 days instead of eight. Come see me at Two Guys Gun Shows this Saturday at the Largo Event Center, just west of 19. Details at twoguysshows.com and tell them the captain sent you.
Alrighty, look forward to that. I'll only be there tomorrow from 9 to 12 noon. Jeff from Sarasota will be there from noon until closing tomorrow. So stop by, check it out, see what's going on. Kyle, back to you.
All right, thank you very much, Captain. And we welcome back, of course, Denise Simon, our good friend from FoundersCode.com. Welcome back, Denise.
Hey, thank you.
And Denise, before we get started here, we do have a caller holding on the line. And Bob, and back M and Bob, yep. You've got a question for Denise this morning.
Yes. I was reading her Founders Code page here. It says where Cuba agrees to host Chinese spy base. And once China gets into Cuba, they are only going to be a stone's throw for ballistic missiles coming into this country. In other words, we have no hope of stopping anything attacking us. That's why that we have to make sure that we build up our mutual assured destruction nuclear deterrent. And the key to this will be the Columbia-class nuclear subs, which are going to be virtually undetectable and unstoppable no matter what happens here in this country. And it is, so that's why that we have to basically come into a kind of a Fortress America scenario to some degree. And not only economically we have to match China, but we have to match them militarily and make sure they have no possible hope of ever getting away with anything. All right, that's it.
What do you think, Denise?
Well, look, it's real hard for me to define what our defenses could possibly be, but I sure hope that Southern Command is stomping their feet with their hands on their hips, demanding some interesting defenses, and not only when it comes to subs, but also when it comes to our own surveillance and our own espionage abilities. Raisi, who obviously is the leader of Iran, I think has traveled already or is about to travel to Venezuela. So you have to merge those two countries. You have to merge Cuba and Venezuela. They're one and the same. They rely on each other for pretty much everything. So while we should worry about what Cuba is doing with China, then, you know, you've got Iran and Venezuela. So it's not a good, and this is all not only in our hemisphere, but it's right at our back door. So while a lot of eyes are certainly on the Middle East, I made a mistake. I said F-16s earlier to Syria. I meant F-22s, or should have said F-22s. But do you see that, you know, the, if you put push pins on a map globally, red ones, they would all be blinking. You know, there's probably not a corner of the world that's not blinking red here, and should be. So, when it comes to China building a, signals intelligence base in Cuba, I would argue that, you know, when the Wall Street Journal came out with this report, the White House immediately denied it. A couple days later, they had to walk that back. Then they blame it on Trump and saying, well, it's been there since 2019, which it has not. They put in an antenna, but it is not a full-blown signals intelligence operation in Cuba. So, you know, we're in a bad place, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't want to be the voice of doom. But I would say that between air warfare, signals intelligence, and cyber, ground, space, I hope your listeners, you know, kind of travel some of these things to determine its effect on us domestically. And what could that be? Well, one, it's going to be money. Two, I think it's going to be supply chain. And three, I think, especially in the cyber realm, these things can hurt us in a big way, especially if they decide to take out some of the GPS abilities in our satellites. Now, why is that important? GPS is not just for getting you from, you know, one address to the next. That's hardly it. In fact, most of our banking is done by GPS. And if you don't have access to your bank accounts, imagine what can happen there. Imagine what would happen if China decides that they want to begin, if they want to slow walk prescription and over-the-counter drugs to the United States. Just, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I heard Matt earlier warning about the tornadoes in the southeast. This is kind of another type of warning. Again, I don't want to be the voice of doom. It's almost like a public service announcement, however.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, Denise, we are talking a lot about China these days, and that's because there's so much news about China just about every single day. But here we have another news story that also relates to China, but this has to do with Papua New Guinea. The United States now has a deal in order to station some troops and U.S. warships in Papua mm-hmm. New Guinea as a move to try to counter China's presence in the region.
Well, we don't know what the term counter really means. I don't know that the United States does either, but you know what are we doing, or at least they're telling us. We have to have a what is known at the Pentagon as a lily pad mentality, that you can pop up bases wherever they need to be, so they're somewhat mobile in order to learn some things about what is happening out there and show a presence. I'm fine for the United States to have temporary facilities. I think that we need to have a presence in places where we think there could be emerging threats, if not existing threats. So I'm fine with that.
Well, I am too, as a matter of fact. And, you know, you mentioned Tony Blinken going to China. I did hear Gordon Chang earlier today saying that Blinken did not get to meet with his direct counterpart, and that was kind of a slap in the face against the United States. China also is demanding that Blinken be respectful and this kind of stuff. Yeah. And it just seems
and
like
stay out of the Chinese affairs. Yeah.
But stay out of Chinese affairs.
What, you know, well, they're in ours, you know, so.
Right.
The, you know, and we see it visibly. We see a balloon flying across the United States. The question is, does Tony Blinken, the National Security Council, and the Biden White House, do they have the moxie? Do they have the guts to stand up to China? And I'm just going to say no. I mean, they keep calling them a competitor. They're not a competitor. Here's another thing. When you're traveling the internet, do you see these shopping sites, one called Temu, T-E-M-U? I saw a discussion where people, they love to buy stuff from that website. Well, you know, the prices are cheap, the stuff looks pretty fashionable, but it's all made by Uyghur slave labor. So why are we buying it? And why are we allowing them to advertise here in the United States? You know, it's kind of like, why are we still allowing TikTok? You know, what are we doing? So that's just
right. No, I think you're exactly right about that, because there doesn't seem to be a huge groundswell in terms of what's happening internally, as you mentioned, with the Uyghurs, and that should get a lot more coverage than it does. Absolutely.
You know, I don't know if anybody heard this disgusting, horrible story that came out of Harvard University with this organ selling things that were okay.
Yep.
Well, so this guy works at Harvard, where people donate organs for study. And he decides he's going to start stealing them, and he and his wife are selling them.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of world are we? What kind of people do we live with?
I saw the picture of one of the guys with nails in his head and a tattoo up his face.
Yeah.
And, yeah. All right, we will talk to you tonight in the weekend edition, kiddo. Have a great day.
All right, thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Kyle, hang on. Folks, we're coming back with a military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
U.S. USA News update. Powerful storms have pushed through portions of Oklahoma and Texas this evening. Tornado warnings were issued in some areas with confirmed reports of tornadoes up to 80 mile per hour. Straight line winds were also reported. Some damage has been reported in Lawton, Oklahoma, where utility poles and trees were snapped and knocked down. At least 30 homes have been destroyed in Perryton, Texas, with injuries being reported. President Biden says Live Nation and Ticketmaster have made a commitment on being transparent with ticket prices.
Starting in September, Live Nation will automatically list all the prices up front for all tickets to events at more than 200 venues of its own.
The move is the latest in the administration's push to nix junk fees, which are costs tacked on at the end of purchases, often for concert tickets, travel, and rentals. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician, working on all types of aircraft, civilian, military, and whatnot. And by the way, let's not forget that the National Aviation Academy can be found online. Go to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. Go over there, check it out, see what they're all about, and then pick up the telephone and call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at one of their two facilities where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. Now, they have this, the location in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston. They have the other one in Clearwater, Florida, down here just outside, well, actually on the other side of Tampa Bay for me. So there you go. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater. But it's a great profession. Make a lot of money. Have a career for life, because once you get certified, you're in like Flynn, as they used to say back in the old television days. But we're going to go to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, Kyle, I'm going to start the report tonight with the Air National Guardsman, the Massachusetts Air National Guardsman, Jack Teixeira, who's been accused of leaking highly classified military documents. He's now been indicted on federal felony charges and faces a lot of jail time.
That's what we hear. And obviously, you know, we've heard similar kinds of cases in the past, and it's always taken very, very seriously. Absolutely. Again, it's one of those things. I mean, even inadvertently, we've seen military members who have inadvertently taken a picture aboard a submarine, for example, that made something in the background that shouldn't have been there. It's been prosecuted.
Now, there's something interesting going on. There's been a lot of helter-skelter comments, and by that I mean comments all over the place, about the training that the United States has been giving the Ukrainian troops. They've trained some 40 or 50,000 of them so far, sent them back to the battlefield. Now, the DOD investigated to see the training they were getting, and they found that the U.S. Army soldiers that have been training them, mostly special forces, have met and gone beyond the expectations that were required of the training. However, nobody's perfect, right?
Well, of course.
And we heard the other day, and I still can't confirm this, we heard the other day that 16 tanks, Allied tanks, that were given to the Ukraine have been destroyed in the offensive, correct?
I believe so, yes.
But then, in the next voice we heard from Ukraine, they had taken farm tractors and camouflaged them as tanks to draw the enemy fire as they were crossing minefields, and they lost 15 of those vehicles. Now, that I can believe very easily, because I think that would be a clever ploy on their part, and I think the Russians would fall for it based on what we saw with that drone coverage, where the guy, the soldier that was out there with 6 days' worth of food, out of beans, out of bullets, and he surrendered because he felt that was a better fate than probably meeting death.
Right. Well, deception is a huge part of war. There's no doubt about that.
Uh-huh. So, I wonder what type of a stink they're going to raise, because now the Dems are claiming that the GOP has not funded the Pentagon's multi-year munitions plan with all the ammo that they need to make for the different weaponry and whatnot. But yet, Ukraine has no problems getting whatever they need in the way of ammo.
Isn't that something? And, you know, once again, I think we just heard Lloyd Austin saying words to the effect of, you know, we're giving whatever they need, we're here. I'm just paraphrasing, of course. And that seems to be the mantra. But what about our troops?
Well, that's it. $215 million worth of aid additional just was approved for the Ukraine. And even though we're giving our people a pay raise, that doesn't do you any good if you run out of ammo on a battlefield.
Well, precisely. You know, Captain, we were just talking with Denise Simon, and she is making a great case that all over the world, you know, things are heading out of control.
I know
in
that.
In the sense that the United States has to be able to respond to these things, and it can't all start going off at once. And if we're not fully prepared and ready, I mean, as I understand, the policy has been for a very long time to be able to fight two huge wars in two different theaters at the same time. And I think that's been diminished over time, has it not?
Of course it has. Of course. Number one, we don't have the size of the force that we had. That's number one. And number two, we don't have the technical ability yet, because how do you manage, get this, how do you manage an electric battlefield when everything's going computers and AI and this, that, and the other. You ask the computer, you say, okay, what happens, computer, if the bad guys come in from this angle? What should we do? What happens if they come in from that angle? What happens if they don't come in at all, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, you're right. And, of course, now I know that things can be hardened against, for example, an electromagnetic pulse or EMP. But once you start relying on everything in that zone of the of computers and all technology, you do open yourself up to those kinds of disablements.
Right. So there you go. Yeah, there you go. Well, now, in addition, the challenges, and there are plenty, of the military lifestyle, it's not for everybody. The divorce rates are up. The suicide rates are up. The younger folks are having a real problem, some of the younger folks, of coping with the military life. And, you know, when you join the military, it's not for everybody because of the regimentation and whatnot and the last-minute orders you get and this, that, and the other, and hurry up and get there and all the other expressions that people are familiar with. I really don't know what we need to do to cut back on some of the pressure we put on these young people. And I really do think, and this is where it's going to get dicey for some people, I really do think we need to bring back the draft. We need to bring back 2 years of required military service for young people, say, from the ages of 18 to 35 or whatever. 2 years, maybe you serve 6 months active duty and a year and a half in the reserves of the National Guard or something like that. But you at least get something in and you get something back for it in the terms of education and benefits and whatnot. And if you want to stay around, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine, too. But in the meantime, we've solved our manpower problem.
Well, that's an interesting idea, of course. The selective service, you know, everybody who reaches the age of 18, they register for selective service. But at the same time, Captain, we've come out of over 20 years of war in Afghanistan. I think that you're right. You can extol the benefits of military service and training, and I haven't seen a lot of that done recently. It used to be back in the day, you would find out about how you'd get money for college. You'd find out how you learned all about communications in the Army, for example. And it was a much more positive thing. And I think they need to be able to bring that back such that especially young people realize, hey, I can write a ticket to college if I just serve my country for a time.
Yeah, 2 years of service, 2 years of college.
Well, right. Yeah, exactly. But I don't know if a selective or a draft would pass across the politics right now, but we'll see.
Hold on. Folks, coming back with more. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Right back with us.
When it comes to gun shows, selection matters. Two Guys Gun Shows are known for the variety of new and used weapons. This Saturday at the Largo Event Center, browse 150 tables with the most modern firearms and gear. Two Guys also features private collections, embraces rare gun enthusiasts, and the show is in Pinellas County, so you save on the sales tax, and you can pick up your purchase in 3 days instead of 8. Come see me at Two Guys.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Well, thank you very much, Bill Bunkley. That's who that was, the voice of our afternoon stations here in Tampa. Bill Bunkley, check him out. Great guy. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by Moss, spelled M-A-U-S. MossAcura.com is their website, and they are the home of the You Serve, You Save program, which gives a access and discounts to active duty military veterans, first responders, active and on the job. That would be EMS, firefighters, police, sheriffs, state police, security officers too. And of course, they're located at North Florida Avenue right next door to the Nissan dealership there. And let's not forget the church pastors that also get that You Serve, You Save discount. Now, you buy a vehicle, newer pre-owned at Moss, and you get Moss Care, which gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And, of course, you can buy the extended warranty, bumper to bumper, if you want to do that. I have that on my vehicle, and I have it for 2 years, in addition to the regular warranty. So, therefore, I don't have to worry about a thing. It's paid for. It's covered. So, there you go. And you can get that a lot of different places, but you won't get the same level of service. So be there, be square. How's that? All right, number one, back to Kyle Warren, who's been with us all night. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And our good friend Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Watchdog on Wall Street, you're all ramped up, geared up, and ready to go on all those stations you're on the weekend, right?
Oh, yeah, ready to rock and roll.
Now, we had a couple questions earlier. Kyle's got a question, but I'm going to start it out with this. I did not realize that they were this far along at Virgin Galactic, which is the commercial space division of Virgin Airlines. Now, their first commercial space tourism flight is scheduled for later this month, and as a result, all of a sudden yesterday, their stock shares went up 40%.
Yeah, that stock has been, if you take a look at the actual chart for that thing, it's been it's been quite the ride, that's for sure. So, yeah, I'd be a little careful with stuff like that. I'm trying to figure out how in the world they're going to actually stay in business. Virgin Galactic, as of yesterday, it went up and then it came down. It's down another 8%. So you got to take a look at it over, let's take a look over the past year. It was as high as, six. It's now around four. Mm-hmm. You want to go back even further, you go back to 2021, it was up near 60. So it kind of looks like a pretty scary ride at Universal Studios, if you ask me, as far as a roller coaster going straight down. They're having trouble. They are. It's the latest news. They're going to try doing it, but it's going to be very difficult for that company to make money, not to mention the fact that Richard Branson, I refuse to throw more money into it. So they're going to have raise money elsewhere. I mean, over the past, 4 years, 5 years, it's down 60%.
Well, I knew it was down, and I knew they almost went out of business totally at one time. And, to see them come back, I always like to see good stories,
come out.
Okay, Kyle, you had another question I know you were waiting to ask.
Yeah, I sure do. Thank you, Captain. Good morning, Chris. The Washington Post is out there trying to shore up what's happening over at Bud Light, and they're trying to make the case that really it's Modelo was getting ready to take over the market anyway or is on the rise. But really, is that a great explanation for what happened at Bud Light and what's happening to other companies that are following some of the same trajectory?
Well, Modelo was on the way up, but it's not just Modelo. I mean, the beer market has changed, simply because, the advent of craft beers and, people drinking that fancy IPA stuff, it's changed the market to some degree, but there's no doubt about it. I mean, you just take a look at the change in the consumption for Bud Light since the controversy, and it's straight down. So, I didn't read that article. But there was no doubt that, there was a major effect and a major hit to Bud Light.
And by the way, Chris, we keep kidding about the fact that this Modelo, I said that wrong, I guess. But anyway, the new number one beer is actually a Mexican beer.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I think InBev, which owns Bud Light, I think, they own Corona, which is a Mexican beer. So it's, a lot of these companies, you think about them. I mean, Bud Light technically is owned by a Belgian company now. It's Anheuser-Busch. Anheuser-Busch is owned by a Belgian company. So you have to track all these things of who owns what.
Now, we had a, apparently it was last week. It was not just in the last few days. We had a several federal agencies, we're not being told which ones, were hit by a global hack blitz. And the impact is unclear yet. We're not hearing what happened exactly. But we talked to Denise Simon, our security analyst here a little while ago, and she's telling us they believe it's Russia did this.
I'm going to hold my fire in regards to these things with the hackers. I mean, that's the nature of the world that we're living in right now with these hacks. I mean, I was reading a story the other day about how North Korea managed to steal $3 billion in a crypto hack, and that they're using that to fund their weapons programs. It's why you take a look at a lot of these software security firms out there and why they're so important, why they've done so well. Let's be honest right now. Russia, at this point in time, they don't have enough workers over in Russia because Putin has grabbed so many of them and sent them off to fight. They're not getting the necessary parts they need to do a myriad of things. At this point in time, we should be able to protect ourselves from hacks coming out of Russia. And if we can't, I mean, then something's wrong there. This shouldn't be a problem.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kyle, something else?
Well, you know, Chris, we're still seeing again that the Fed paused the rates. And how do you think, is the market reacting to that, or is it staying the same, or is all this baked in already?
Well, markets went skyrocketed yesterday. I don't know, maybe it was because the jobs, the jobless claims were greater than they thought that they were going to be, and then it means that the Fed might be less likely to pause moving forward. It's all static to me, and I would advise, first off, if you're paying attention to this stuff and making decisions in your portfolio based upon what the Federal Reserve is going to do over the short term, you're making a mistake. I've been in this business for three decades now, and there's one way. I'm sorry. If you want to do well, you have to be someone that's got your eye on the prize and be a long-term investor. You can't look at these things. The Fed's statement the other day made absolutely no sense based upon what they did. Will they raise again in July? I don't know, and I don't care. Okay, own fundamentally sound companies. Stop thinking of things as stocks and think of them as businesses, and own good businesses for the future. That's what you need to do, because, again, you're going to rely upon these economists that are wrong on a regular basis and try to trade this. You're going to lose.
How about building a bridge to the Indian Ocean from the Pacific?
Well, the Indian from the Pacific, from where?
From the United States, Joe Biden.
No! How are they going to do that?
Yeah, I know. I'm still laughing about it.
I mean, I didn't hear anything about that.
Oh,
really?
Man. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Kyle. Tell him.
Well, yes, Chris, it seems that Joe Biden talked about building a railroad from the Pacific all the way to the Indian Ocean.
Under the ocean.
Said, yeah, and then he said, I went off script. I better stop. I'll get in trouble.
Oh, man, I haven't even seen that yet. Where did he say that?
At some sort of event.
I mean, that's why it's probably I didn't see it at the news. I gotta find that one. That's hilarious. I don't look that one. He said they were going to build a bridge from California to the Indian Ocean.
They were going to have a train from California to the Indian Ocean. There's only one way to do it: float it or put it under the ocean.
I mean, you're going to put it under the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even imagine how much that would cost. I gotta Google that. I am the train to Indian Ocean. Mm-hmm. I mean, what was he trying to say? Was that what I mean?
No, I don't know what he was trying to say. I think he lost his mind.
Yeah, he's off script. Yeah.
I blame his wife. You know,
you're elder abuse.
Be out there. I mean, this is just. Come on.
All right, we will talk to you on Monday morning, my friend. Have a great weekend.
All right, have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.